Hello, Frank Marco here. It's July 9th, 2009, and I'm currently in the Denver airport. I just completed the first leg of my trip to Fort Wayne out of Ontario, California, and it was a pretty smooth flight overall. I sat next to a guy who was pretty much covered head to toe with tattoos and didn't talk a whole lot, but he was a nice enough guy. I sneezed and he said, "God bless you," and I said, "Thank you." Gina gave me a ride to the airport. That was nice of her. I really appreciated it. It meant I didn't have to drive my car and park in the park and fly lot and then take a shuttle over here and spend $40 on all that. So I love my wife. Now my big dilemma really is lunch, because you see it's 10 o'clock West Coast time, but now it's a little after 11 Denver time. And I'm going to be on a long flight where they're going to charge you like $10 for a box of crackers. And I really don't want to have to do that. So I'm just debating on whether I want to eat right now or whether I want to buy a sandwich and put it in my briefcase and eat it on the plane with me. But you know, I always hate it when people do that. They pull out their food and it starts to stink up the place. And now everybody knows that this person ate McDonald's or Burger King. And you know, I just don't want to be one of those people that do that. So, you know, sandwiches don't smell too much, so I don't think it would really impose upon anybody's odor space, so to speak. But you never know. So maybe I'll be a considerate traveler and just eat, even though I'm still not even that hungry. So anyhow, my next flight takes me to Chicago O'Hare Airport, and I found out my flight's about 20 minutes late, but I think I'll be okay because we have a pretty long layover from Chicago to Fort Wayne. Well, that's about it for this boo, and I appreciate all of you who are listening and following me along on my journey to Fort Wayne. This is part two of this series of my travelogue to go visit my dad and my stepmother in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to visit her after her stroke, and to spend time with my sister, who's also flying in from Phoenix. So thanks for listening, and good boo.